Rachel McGarry, Associate Curator in the Department of Prints and Drawings at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts.
There's really no better place to consider the unique history and site and setting of the city of Venice than to look at this new acquisition of the Minneapolis Institute of Arts. Jacopo de Barbari's magnificent view of Venice, dating from 1500. This is very rare. There are only 12 other impressions known in the world. It's been in a private collection for 200 years. It's one of the most important objects of the Italian Renaissance now in our collection. Jacopo de Barbari's map was an extraordinary project. The publisher of the map, Anton Kolb, reports that it took 3 years to produce. Every building appears to be surveyed, and every window described, every bridge. There's over 400 bridges in Venice, over 100 bell towers, over 100 churches. He's giving you two views in one. He's tilting the city up so that you get to see the span of the Grand Canal, but he's also showing you a bird's eye view, so you're not just looking at rooftops, but you actually get to look at the facades of some of the buildings. But then again, on the horizon, you're seeing everything in profile. This is wholly the imagination of the artist. He had to reconstruct this. There's no way of seeing the entire length of the Grand Canal or the Alps or the island of Murano up in the north. What must have happened is Jacopo de Barbari climbed bell towers, probably was assisted by surveyors and so on, and would make drawings of the different buildings in the city. In the artist's mind, Jacopo de Barbari, he pulled it all together into a unified work of art. There was a new trend in the late 15th century to do these large-scale mural-sized city views, but nothing of this ambition and quality had ever been executed before, and actually ever since. It's printed on six large sheets of paper from six wood blocks. Actually, the wood blocks are larger than any wood block that had been executed. They're special walnut blocks. The pieces of paper in which it's printed on had to be specially commissioned. There was no paper this large. They actually had to go to a paper mill and order this. And they must have been printed on custom-made presses. I find it just such a marvel when you get in close and you can see all these buildings carefully described. But then at the same time, when you step back, it's such a beautiful work of art.
Press the green button to join Rachel McGarry as she leads a tour of Venice during the golden age of Venetian painting using Barbari's wonderful map, View of Venice. Press the red button for more on the origins of Venice. Press the yellow button to join Robert Stevens, founder of the Geek Squad and chief technology officer at Best Buy, as he talks about new ways to look at Barbari's map of Venice in light of today's technology.